Then these last few verses, right? Five verses. I'll just touch on them quickly. These are a matter. Actually, the first verse in Mark 1:35 is actually, I'll point that one out in particular. Because this was the Lord himself. You realize that as a man, the Lord himself was controlled by this principle. Right? It says in Mark 1:35, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still night, he went out and went away to a deserted place. And there he prayed." Right, so the time in the morning, this is the time to pray. Right, as Steve illustrated this morning, right, the way to convert, right, the Word to the Spirit is to pray. Actually, we have to realize, even in the when we come to the Lord in the morning, this is the main thing, is to contact the Lord by prayer. And even though, you know, this verse, it says, "I anticipated the dawn and cried out. I hoped in your word." We do. We read the word. We come to the word in the morning. But the way we come is to pray. We're coming to a person. Whom are you seeking? Right, we saw on Friday night how so many sacrificed Abraham, right, to get the word in a language you understand. Isn't that right? So now you have a Bible, right, that you can understand in a language you understand. Well, do you know what language God speaks? You know what the language of the Lord is? He speaks Bible. Y'all weren't here many years ago. Many years ago. Brother Ricky Acosta gave us a high school conference. You remember that? And that's where he shared with us, God speaks Bible. So you want to contact the Lord in the morning? You want to speak to Him? You have to speak Bible. Right? That's what the Word has been given to us for. Is to speak to the Lord. On the one hand, we exercise over it and chew on it. But eventually, it has to become our speaking to the Lord Himself. That's prayer. Prayer is to speak in a way of opening yourself to the Lord. And the way to speak to Him in this way is to speak Bible. To use the language of the Word. So eventually, we chew on it, we exercise over it, but eventually, we have to begin to, "Oh, Lord, what about this? What about that?" Right? Every word, right? Every word. Live on every word. Lord, I have to live. Lord, what about my living? What am I living on? What am I living by? You know, this week, I've been enjoying a very strange verse in the morning. It's Exodus 34:14. "For Jehovah's name is jealous." "For Jehovah, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Did you ever realize the Lord's name is jealous? I don't think I ever... I don't know. I know I read it. But in prayer reading that verse, oh, you're jealous. This is what you are. You're jealous. And as I began in these mornings praying, just praying to the Lord, oh, you're jealous. You're a jealous God. What you are in your attributes. Right? We think of jealous as something negative, right? A lot of you're just jealous, right? That's a criticism. But do you realize God Himself in His being is jealous? That's what I've been enjoying. He's jealous over what I look at. He's jealous over what I speak. He's jealous over what I listen to. He's jealous. He's jealous of what I'm loving, what I love, of what I choose. He's jealous of what I think about. This eventually, just by praying over this verse and spending time with Him, Lord, what does it mean? Oh, you're jealous. Right? Eventually, the Lord realized, He's jealous of a lot of things in my inner being.